Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Want to remind you guys to go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled O-L-D-E, and check out all your favorite Philadelphia-based podcasts. Go to our merch section and use promo code LFG for 10% off site-wide. Also on our website, you can see all of our wonderful sponsors, including Righteous Felon, Beef Jerky, Warlord Beard Oil, SeatGeek, and all the other awesome beer sponsors we have on our network, including Outlaw Beer, Sterling Pig Brewery, Bright Path Brewing, and Hangman Brewing. And also make sure you guys go to YouTube and subscribe to our Old City Sports Network page. Love you guys. See you guys later. Hello, everybody, and what's going on? Everyone for Flyers Alley. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, that can't happen. Okay, so what's going on, everyone? Jess here, Corey from Flyers Alley. Sorry for the echo. That was Instagram. So basically, we can't go live on Facebook and all that and go live on Instagram at the same time. So we have to just go live on there. That's shit. I got to figure that out because that's fucking stupid.
If anybody can, you can.
Figure it the fuck out. What's going on, everyone? We're figuring out some technical difficulties. But we figured we would come back with you guys for one last hoorah before the new year. We did miss a little bit of things, but, you know, can't compete with the holidays when it comes to this shit. But we found a way.
Yeah, I can have them.
There's so much go. It figures that I would say let's not come back when all like the good games happen. They're like, I think it's 6-1 obviously out of 7 games right this week that just passed.
Well, and
we'll get into that.
Flyers are what, 11?
It was in my article. I don't remember what it was.
11-3-2 since the San Jose loss.
Yeah, I had their whole.
It was in the article.
Yeah, it was an article. Go check out my article up there. I will put in the one moron of the week that you gave me. I didn't do that yet. I will put it in. I'm gonna just read it off. But
we all know who it came from anyway.
You know what's funny is the fact that Wade actually tagged us in something, and I actually put it in. It's part of the show tonight. It's one of the segments that we're gonna do. It was about Atkinson.
The one that I
was that Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agreed with him. We'll get into that. But,
the comments on it were pretty good though. Thank God you're not our GM because where would we be without Leo?
Yeah. I mean, he's given us an awful lot of content. I'll bring it up though. Cause it's a good. Just because I agree with him doesn't mean that it's, you know, true. So
it's an interesting point. And then it's like you and I, you know, kind of went back and forth on Facebook this morning about with Columbus.
Uh-huh.
You know. Yeah, they may be willing to offload him, but I'm not.
Is that Goudreau?
Yeah, I'm not willing to take him.
No.
That's what I said. There's other players I would take for a quarter of his salary that would be way more productive.
You give that team it needs to be completely blown up. And if I'm Danny B and Jonesy, I'm going after Fantilli, and they're not going to want to let him go. But at the same time, like, you kind of have to.
Yeah, they're going nowhere.
So, before we jump into this bad boy, make sure you guys go to our Facebook like and group pages at Flyers Alley. Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley. We will be live on there. I will figure that out. And YouTube at Old City Sports Network, and make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com for all your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast articles and merch. I did put up two new things for the Living Room Show merch. One's a bucket hat.
Saw the bucket hat.
The other one is you hang it on your mirror. Just this little like porcelain thing. It's pretty fucking cool.
I'll have to check that one out. I did take a gander at the bucket hat.
Well, the porcelain thing, I made it. I was talking to Chris while I was doing it, and it wouldn't load up on the fucking screen, like up on the store.
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, it was up there. So check that stuff out. Use code LF. What was it? LFG10 for 10% off site wide. We're gonna be changing that soon. I've just been not giving a shit about anything recently.
Busy as hell.
It's been nice. But you get the itch. I was half tempted the other night. Obviously, was drinking a little bit. Hey guys, you want to do the Living Room Show tomorrow?
Oh my god!
But yeah, we gotta wait on that.
That's gotta hold off.
And you guys can call in tonight. OCSN landlines on 302-367-7276. Tell us what you're thinking. You can call at any time. We have it connected. It'll be on the whole episode. I will be taking this thing scrolling off the bottom. I'll be taking that off here soon to get into Alley Talk and just comment and ask what the number is, and I'll tell you what it is. You can call in. But yeah, let's get into some Alley Talk. Yeah, just bad. Anyway, Fanatics is brought to you by Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. I'm a little rusty at this.
It's only been 3 weeks, dude.
That's what happens. And I'm like a robot. Brought to you by Fanatics. Use the link in the description. It says /Alley. And the promo code is something up there. It's probably 65% off something. It's not tinsel, it's just scrolling. I don't care. Sue me. But yeah. Go check that out, and we're gonna get into some Alley Talk. So I think the game that we did leave off, if I do remember correctly, we went through the whole Pittsburgh wins. Oh, I got it right here. Here we go. So we missed talking about the Pittsburgh win in a shootout, and then 4-3. We did miss the Pittsburgh win in overtime, 2-1. We did miss the
Devils game.
No, the Coyotes 4-1 win. Okay. The Avalanche win. I'll be honest. I watched both Pittsburgh games. I did not watch the Coyotes game.
I did.
I did watch the Avalanche. But that's not this week. But yeah, that's a nice little 4-game winner.
Especially the Battle of Keystone taking it.
Yep. That's nice.
I'm always happy when we can beat the Penguins, but.
They're in trouble, dude. They're hurting bad. I love it.
They're hurting bad. Yeah.
We got a comment here. Nick Saunders says www.facebook.com/group/knuckleheads. Reference shared. You know Nick Saunders?
No.
I mean, neither.
Not that I'm aware of. I might be.
Maybe.
I know a Saunders, but it's not quite that feller, maybe.
Yeah, our boy Steve Fuentes from the new Check the Net pod union checks in, joined. Huh. There you go. Doing what? What are you doing? And then
probably just joined us.
And Wade called, I guess, is calling the guy Nick Saunders a fucking nerd. Laugh out loud. I don't know.
Maybe Wade knows him.
Maybe Wade knows him. How you doing, Wade? I guess he shared us out everywhere, so that's what's happening. Now, after the new year, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to have a lot of fucking morons, because I had Wade spread my article out. So it's going to, and I did, I've, there's a reason why I took so long to write another article, because I am now studying a lot of ways and a lot of writing techniques to make it so it's not very critiquable. Can't criticize it very much, because I don't fucking handle that shit very well. But anyway, so getting into the this week, we do have the first loss of the month against the Predators. We lost in overtime 3-2. Goals go as follows. Sean Couturier scores in the second, assisted by Joel Farabee and Cam Atkinson. And then Sanheim scores in the third, assisted by TK and Couturier. And then obviously Forsberg scores and, you know, wraps that up. I mean, it was a good game. But my thing about this is, I know we were searching for a dust up. I wasn't putting that fucking fight in there.
It was not a very good tilt.
It wasn't. I had to search for it. It wasn't even on Hockey Fights.
I will say one thing though. The Flyers, I believe, are in second place in fights in the NHL.
Are they really?
And Delorier has half of them. Like they're like 10 or 11 total.
Yeah.
Total fights for the season. I think Delorier has like 5 or 6 of them. Like, that's great.
You did read the article?
Yeah.
So it does talk about how, you know, they're bringing back the old mentality and such. And
yeah, you
really can't argue with it. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I don't write often, but when I do write, it's fucking good. Hey, covered all bases.
Covered your, you know, those guys are bringing back the blue collar mentality of, yep. You know what? Guess what? Not only can we, I was going to think of a really bad dad joke right there, but
they've been flowing around. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, fine. I'm just going to let it go then.
Let it, you know, fucking roll.
Not only can the fourth line play, but they can also deck your halls. Ha ha ha. Fucking horrible.
Where the fuck is that fucking button, dude? No, I have it here somewhere. I got to get it ready for the living room show anyway. So, where's it? There it is. Brandon Pausch checks in. What's up, guys? Steve Fuentes checks in again. What's going on, fellas? Wade says, no, he's the one that tried to sell his trash car in our group. Ah, that's right. And dude said, little old me. Nick Saunders did. Kyle Recky. That's how you spell his name.
Recky. Recky.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a big fan of this team in a quote-unquote rebuilding year. Now that Danny Briere has taken over and we're at a second place in the Metro. And then Colin says, Corey Welk actually says, go Rangers. Well, what the fuck? I know. We've talked.
I think Ashley said that.
Yeah, he said, Corey Welk actually says, go Rangers.
I know. No.
Yeah. Not a fan of that.
Not a fan of that either. No. Love Ashley to death, but I'm not a snowball's chance in hell.
Watch it, motherfucker. So, yeah, I mean, it's a loss. It is what it is. Losing overtime. Ends up getting a lot better on in the week. The Predators are kind of like, I forget that they're even a fucking team. Because it's just, I mean, who is it that they have down there? I know Saros is their goalie. I think it's Roman Josi. Is just down there roasting and just staying in.
Still a stud.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's an absolute beauty.
Absolute stud on the blue line, but, you know, going nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere. He needs to go somewhere because he's still got a lot of miles left in him. But
that's like everybody was thinking about, you know, oh, they still had Shea Weber down there. Well,
He's like one of my favorite captains of all time.
Shea Weber was a hell of a captain.
Yeah, he was a fucking beast. So then we get into, we got another comment. Let's rip them off here. Kick to the curb, life allowed. Just kidding. I'll fucking kick him to the curb. I don't give a shit, dude. Right now he's commenting, though, so I can't really leave him on there. So just don't share your shit in our group, dude. But then that brings us to the Washington game, which I was very happy about this game. Tom Wilson was running around a little bit, but it wasn't much.
Nothing much.
It wasn't anything. He scored, I believe.
On a shorty.
Yeah. Second period, Bobby Brink scores, assisted by Stahl and Frost. Wilson did score in the second. Farabee scores, assisted by Poehling. And then Tippett scored, assisted by Frost. And then the shootout happens.
Which was great.
Let me tell you something though. I don't usually talk about the other team. TJ Oshie undressed fucking Ersin, dude. It was and then right afterwards, Bobby Brink just fucking completely declothed Lindgren.
Because Lindgren tried that poke check again.
Dude.
And he read that he was gonna do that again because when you watch the video, he already had his hand at the top of his stick, like he was ready to poke check anyway.
Yeah.
So Brink read that right away before he even got to the top of the circle. So that's how you read that. And he saw which way he was going to go, because it's the same way that he, who did he block?
Let everybody know while you're, can't really say it too well. Excuse you. There you go. Guinness gingerbread stout. Highly recommended. We are drinking some, well, I don't know what you're, I guess you're drinking.
I'm Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, whatever, some fucking Coronas. But,
Corona time.
I bought the, Sam Adams, holiday festive box, but you brought me this. I'm a fan of this. I got to bring this to the family party.
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. These were left in my fridge by I don't know who, so free is for me.
Free beer, though, even if it's, I'm a huge fan of the Corona Premier.
But like
put
I said,
a lime in that bitch.
Somebody left them in my fridge, so
I got,
free.
Yeah, I get that one.
I don't care. Save my Biz beers for breakfast.
There you go. I just saw like a study the other day that said that like drinking beer in the morning is better for you than it is any other time of the day.
You're right. It is better for me because then I won't.
Have not for to, you. Well, I yeah, I guess you.
Well, but. I won't have. I won't want to beat the crap out of everybody at work.
Yeah, you can. You can vouch for that. You've seen me at my best, at my worst. I'm the nicest person in the world when it comes to when I'm drinking. They should let me just do it at work.
I'm not arguing that. Shit. Now I'm throwing caps.
But Brandon says, fuck Tom Wilson. Yeah, Brandon's not a fan of that guy.
I'm more happy to the point that every time we play the Capitals, as long as Ovi doesn't get a point, I'm good.
Dude, that fucking slap shot took fucking that was a bullshit thing too.
Urson lost the buckle.
That's a rookie mistake on his part because
and Bush said that, you know, you need to be more emphatic.
Yeah.
Because he said, you know, if that buckle comes loose and you go side to side in a butterfly or whatever like that, and that helmet turns. And now
you're done.
And now the side of your helmet is now where your jaw is, and you get hit with a slap shot like that. He said it'll break your jaw. And I believe it.
Yeah. I mean, if there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And you know that. I mean, that would happen to us because it's us. But
yeah.
Bush did say, too, he's like, Sam Urson is such a nice guy. Like, he doesn't want to impose. And he didn't want to, you know, draw attention to it. But, and that's why he didn't get it.
You got to speak. You got to speak up. I mean, he did a couple hand waves and stuff like that.
While everyone was screening him.
Yeah. But that's also the referee's responsibility to pay attention to that as well.
Sure.
I really hate to reference the Rangers on this one, but I am. Henrik Lundqvist used to be the king of that.
Oh, the king. Yeah.
When he had a buckle come undone a couple times, like he would just, you know, throw his stick down on the ice and just, you know, leave it be there and be like, oh, I got a broken stick. I can't play. I remember a couple times, at least two times I've seen it. His buckle came undone. The ref never called anything. Yo, he'd flip the net off.
Yeah, I've never seen him do that. I believe it completely. But I've seen, I think it was flip. I think flip. No, I've seen him do that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the reason why. Tom McGuire checks in, gentlemen. I love watching this team right now. It's funny. So I was in a group the other day. Oh, dude, it was Barstool. I have an absolute vendetta against Barstool Philly. Because they're irrelevant with the Flyers completely. And now they're starting to like
bandwagon.
Yeah. So
I knew that's where you were going.
I've said it a couple times and the people jump on me. And all I'm saying is don't cover them now. And I'm not being a dickhead. I am now after I was attacked, but I wasn't while I was making the comment. It was don't not cover them the whole season. Like start fresh next season and cover them the whole season.
Yeah, we're a quarter of the way through the season, and now you jump on it. It's like, where was your last, you know, post reference or anything to the Flyers? And now all of a sudden, oh, you know, now that they're the talk of Philadelphia, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's talking about the Sixers too because they're.
I don't care about
the Sixers. I'm not a huge basketball fan.
I mean,
I like college basketball, but that's
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's, you know, referencing to the Sixers. You know, they just had a win. It was evidently one of the largest win deficits in NBA history or something like that, which I'm cool with. Hey, great for them. But I'm not going to sit here and say that I know all about it. But then all of a sudden, as soon as they're doing good, you know, fly high on it. Like, when was the last time you even referenced them? We're 30-some games into the season. Uh-oh.
Now you'll see. My rider. Yeah, he's with me everywhere. That's right. That's right. Brandon Pauls checks in for the podcast, and I saw your Barstool comment, Jesse. I agree with everything you said on Barstool Philly. And it's like, hey, just be part of the program. But like, dude, we've been around for this is the sixth year. Sixth season of Flyers Alley. And now this is the first time I've ever heard them say anything about the Flyers. And I said at the beginning, I forget what who asked, but excuse me. Somebody said something about Barstool Philly, and I said, they're not fucking relevant. They don't do anything. Like, I never see them do anything with the Flyers. I don't watch anything else, but they never do anything with the Flyers. And then now, here we are.
That's because they're a hot ticket to talk about.
Right. I mean, as an owner, I mean, I understand that. If we're jumping on the union shit, you know, we're jumping on the Water Dogs when that happens, the Soul when it comes back. It's be all stupid not to, but I'm starting at the beginning, motherfuckers. I don't care if they suck or not. I don't care. Well, I'll be there when they suck, and we'll be there when they're good. Yeah, be consistent. Yeah. So, but all right, that brings us to last night's game, which I did not watch, but I went and I didn't watch it live.
I did.
I went back and watched it. The Flyers played great. They won 1-0 against a team that was slotted in to be making a lot of big moves this year. I forgot Kane was on their team until I watched the condensed game. I forgot that he was there. He had one good scoring chance. He was sitting there by himself. Urson was on the other side of the fucking net. Fucking even acknowledged him. Their team didn't even pass it to him.
Well, but Sanheim must have been on the ice because he left him back door alone. I had to throw that one.
Let's see, I'll be one Sanheim in there.
Yep.
To be honest with you, it's good on the Flyers side because they do have their foot on the gas. It was a boring fucking game to me.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm an asshole. I will fully admit my comment that I just made. I am an asshole.
Okay.
Sanheim was out with an illness last night, so he didn't even play. So I apologize because now I'm an asshole.
Okay.
I'll admit that. Sanheim didn't play, so my comment is just making me look like an idiot.
Well, you admit it, though, so it works out.
And I caught it that fast, too.
Brandon says, I'll say this. It's nice to see Ghost doing well in Detroit. I saw a comment that he said that he missed Ghost, and I know how much he likes Ghost. I left him alone. I had it typed out like, what the fuck? But, you know, I understand where you're coming from.
Well, see, that's just like people talking about they miss TDA. I do not.
Am I the only person that misses Yandle? I'm just saying.
The Yans.
Yans. Fuck. An absolute vibe. Colin says Corey is an asshole. !
Yeah. My comment that I made was meant to be a shot at somebody, even though I had no evidence that it was him on the ice because he wasn't, because he was out with an illness. He did not play. So, yes, I am.
Chris was at the game last night, took some stellar fucking pictures.
Savage pictures.
I did get I got the message that Skyler is going to be activated after the new year. So then we're going to have two of them guys. Very nice. Did actually get in touch with the NHL. We are still green light for the stadium series. All I have to do is add your name to the list of people going, and you're ready to rock and roll.
Right on.
That's all I have to do. I could do it right now. Actually, remind me to do that because I'm going to forget.
As long as I don't have to sit through the Jonas Brothers sober.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to be able to drink.
I was joking.
Brandon also says, here's the million-dollar question. Do you guys miss Giroux? Fuck no.
Doing all right for me in fantasy.
Listen, fantasy is a lot different. Going for an old Fez wig. Just saying.
Do I miss him playing for the Flyers? No.
Nah.
Am I happy I made a nice little trade with Mr. Montour for him? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. The problem is that, so let's go, we can go down to Drew Hole for a second here because we're just getting into games that
I was going to say, we can jump it for a second.
We're only 20 minutes in. We can get
playing. We're rolling.
Yeah. I gotta get ready because I got to condense a little bit of the living room show. Not a problem. But, my brother, I guess my brother-in-law's dad, Mike Batten, he always checks in. Matt's dad. Always, dude, everything I post, he fucking shares. Like every single thing. It's just amazing. Thank you, sir. You're the man. You know it. So Giroux, the best thing about it is that Giroux fucking he wanted to go to where he wanted to go. He had no movement clause. Yandle, a guy that hasn't even been on the team for a year yet, says, you guys just trade me to wherever makes the team better. Giroux says, doesn't want to go to Colorado.
Didn't want to go to Florida.
He went to Florida.
Oh, that's right.
He went to Florida.
He didn't want to go to Colorado.
He didn't want to go to Colorado. I'm sure there's other places he didn't want to go because, you know, it is what it is. This is the person that when we talked to Jimmy Watson at the beginning of last year, the year before, said he's not a captain. because he's too fucking friendly. I love saying this because whenever me and my dad talk about captains with the Flyers, Giroux comes up every time. And before Jim Watson said it to us, my dad was like, I hate how fucking friendly he is with everybody else. He's like, he's just, oh, let's shake hands and laugh. And I did correct him and say, you know, I've seen, my dad doesn't do YouTube and shit. Doesn't do that. So I did say that, you know, every player that I've heard on Spittin' Chicklets talks about Claude Giroux. Anywhere you get to any podcast, they say he talks more shit than anybody that they've ever played with on the ice. And he does. But he's just not physical unless Crosby's on the ice. But when you're captain and the guy, the captain of the Philadelphia Flyers has to be the man of the city too. Like it's a huge thing. It's not just you're the captain of the Flyers. When he says that he will not do what's best for the city, he wants to do what he wants to do, and that's it. That's a problem.
It's not a leadership quality.
It's not. And that speaks volumes for me. I liked him when he wasn't a captain. I thought he played better. I think once the C got on his tarp there, I think he was a problem. And then that it is what it is. So he goes to Florida, didn't work out. Nope. Now he's in Ottawa, who they were another team, just like Buffalo, just like the Red Wings, were supposed to be, you know, a rebuilt machine. They're fucking shit in the bed right now. And what is he doing? He's probably great for fantasy.
Doing fine for me in fantasy. Yeah,
great for fantasy, but hey, man, this is major bed. You fucking lay it.
Well, it was, you know, not to bring previous up, you know, you were talking about with Oshie and everything like that. And I just, you know, I said to you in a text message, and I'll repeat myself again what I said. Oshie may not be the goal scorer that he used to be.
I still kill it.
Dude, still got hands.
Yeah.
What's he, 49.6% in shootouts, and he's got like 118 chances?
Yeah, he, I forget what they said some number, and I remember just being like.
And then not to mention what he did in the shootout for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Guy went like 7-for-7.
Well, they got good players on their team. They're just, they don't give a shit right now. They care. And listen to Dropping the Gloves with John Scott. They're talking about how they're not making a fuck. I don't give a fuck what place they're in. They don't have the steam. They have a good goalie right now, but I don't think he's very consistent. Their team is just not what they're worried about. They were worried about Ovechkin chasing the record with Gretzky.
He's got 7 goals.
There's no shot. He's got to do like 70 fucking goals in the next like whatever.
Well, he's I think he's what, 81 shy or something like that, or 70.
Really, 79.
79. Okay. So he's 79 goals shot. He's got 6 goals on the season. He's going to be lucky if he gets 20 goals this year.
Yep. I said it last season when they were talking about it on Dropping the Gloves. I'll follow John Scott in the hell with that. I don't think he's going to do it.
And you know what? And you said John Scott said no way in hell. Guess what? I'm no way, shape, or form trying to upshow the big man. I bet Ovi doesn't even get 20 goals this year.
No.
No
shot.
He's got 6 in like 28 games.
It's not okay. And that's the thing. If you watch the game that we played again, we didn't shoot out. He was not relevant unless someone was passing. He's not relevant unless you give him the puck.
Power play backdoor. That's it.
Knocked off Urson's helmet, broke the strap on that. Yep. But I didn't anything else besides that. I didn't see him.
Probably had 3 shots on goal in the whole game. No assists, no points.
I could tell you. Let's take a look. Tell you right now.
I'll say probably 3 or 4. I stuck with 3, so I originally said 3. I'll shoot with 3.
He's not even on. He's not even on any of the people. Like, he's not stars of the game. Like, he's not on anything.
Well, he wouldn't be.
Well, I know, but
he's irrelevant.
Yeah, but still, people were like, who? No, I'm not looking like that. I don't give a fuck that much. I figured it would be right here, and it's not. So, anyway, and that brings us into our next segment of Gritty Look Ahead. Ovi had 4 shots on goal.
Against the
Flyers. He's a dash 2.
Yep. Against the Flyers.
I saw 1. I saw 1 shot.
Had 7 against Nashville the following night.
Anyway, that's bad. It's just, yeah, Scott was right again. John Scott was right again. Gritty Look Aheads brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky, and any orders over $50 gets you free shipping. I just got that.
Christmas coming up.
I used that promo code. I used the Warlord.
Did you?
I did. Not for me. Gifts.
I got still a little bit of my own personal stash left. So I mean,
I have like shreds of the bars. So I need to re-up myself.
I still have. I ordered three or four original Southern Tobacco bars. I think I'm down to like one.
I maybe have half a bar from all the slits that are in there.
That happens.
Maybe. But
down to the last piece.
I still have the barbershop is body wash, beard scrub, and shampoo.
Yeah, I gotta get that.
So but they it's the Southern Tobacco is available right now.
Thank you.
Body wash.
Thank you.
Yeah, check out the jerky. It's from Westchester, Southern Chester County. It's got a great story. A guy who lived in the Midwest during COVID, took a chance, moved to Chester County, kills it. We saw it being sold on fucking Amazon yesterday. Yeah.
And down in the beach earlier this year.
Fucking everywhere, dude. Right, so Monday, what's that? Not Monday, Tuesday, we got the Devils in Jersey.
Are we just still picking win loss?
Hey, win loss. I'm not doing numbers.
I'm not liking the Devils either way. So I think the Devils have a good team. Obviously Hughes is a threat. Jasper Bratt. Yeah, got him on fantasy. He helps me out.
Dude, yeah, he's a killer. Yeah,
he's like 3 points a game right now.
I got a bunch of people that are like that. I'm taking a huge chance right now. Everybody's. People were talking shit when I picked up McTavish again.
I saw
he's traveling with the team. He's gonna.
He'll probably be back.
He was supposed to be back tonight, and they got a game tomorrow. And he's probably gonna play tomorrow.
Probably play tomorrow.
They said he's a game time decision tonight, so he's probably gonna be probably play tomorrow. Just
bump him tomorrow. But no, like I said though, the Devils have a strong team. They do. Do I think Akira Schmid is their answer to all their prayers in the paint?
There's an argument for that. I think he's a
decent goalie. I don't think he's, you know.
I think it's going to be difficult when Hamilton comes back.
I think it'll be. Well, I think it'll
Wade's be, got Hamilton in the fantasy.
I think it will be difficult for when Hamilton comes back because they've done with the chemistry so well, and then they're going to throw him into the mix.
Could be, and it's almost too late in the season to be messing up chemistry and the gel. That's a good point. Well, hopefully they fucking suck. I'm going to go with a win. I'll go with a win. It'll be low scoring.
Oh, it's definitely going to be like 2-1, 1.
I do have a segment topic later on that'll get into if Hart plays, it should be a win. I do think if Ersson plays, it'll be a close game, but it'll be a loss. They're just his style and that how quick they are and I don't know. I love her. I love me some Sammy Ersson, but gotta be realistic here.
More realistic is I can't believe nobody picked him up yet.
Who?
Ersson.
Yeah. Hold on, man.
Hey, wait.
The fuck up. Don't do it.
I shouldn't have told you that.
He's going.
Better hurry up. Ersson.
Of course, my phone doesn't want to load. What a piece of shit.
I should have been a real dick and picked him up and then been like, hey, Jesse, on a trade.
Yeah, I have. So I don't have problems with. I'm going to pick him up. Pick him up right now.
I would. I would. But I mean, I still have Allmark and Gorgiev.
Do this. I got to do it.
Do it. I would.
Do it right now. What the hell happened? I gotta drop another guy.
Who are you dropping? I'll make you a trade right here on the air.
You know what? There we go. Done. I got rid of Teravine and dude, he fucking hasn't done shit.
I wouldn't
drop Teravine.
Yeah, I would have let him.
Go on. Him and Brodin is. He's on IR. Gotta let you go, bro. Got Ersson. So fuck you. Anyway, but yeah, I'm going with a win regardless. I will say Ersing. Now I got him in fantasy. Now I got some faith.
I really do believe it'll be a win. It's going to be a very close win. Obviously,
is that the
obviously with the team like the Devils, you just don't absolutely onslaught them.
No. It'd be nice, obviously, but
of course it would be.
Tuesday game. We got a game. No, we don't. Friday is another Devils game, but I mean a Red Wings game. Let's get into it. Thursday, yeah. We got both of us win Devils on Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Hulu Live. Thursday at home. Predators again.
For the love of God, I need a win from that.
We're taking a win from that. I think a Reds game.
Especially considering it's home.
I need Garnet Hathaway to show up. I need Garnet Hathaway to literally take the guy that was it. Lousen, whatever.
That guy.
The dude. I need him to just start the chainsaw on this motherfucker. I'm going win. I'm not going close game either. I think it's gonna be a blowout. Not a goose egg, but
I'll take a 3-1.
I'll take a 3. Yeah, I'll go with you on that one. Friday. I may start the holiday early and get a little Friday action going on. Friday, 7 o'clock, Detroit Red Wings again.
Well, now, hold on. We were talking previously.
Who comes back? Yeah. Does he come back?
Supposed to be.
It's not enough for me. Not enough for me to sweat.
Oh, I'm still hoping for the, you know.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. I'm still hoping for a win out of it, but, I mean, you know, With potentially Larkin coming back on Friday, it's still he is a threat. No question.
Enough to look up, but
yeah,
hit him in the head. Hey man, hey, fuck this shit. I'm in. I'm not backing down on that. Everybody says,
can't do that.
I can. Then you should. Fuck.
You do realize if a flyer pops him in the head and he goes out, there will be a suspension.
Hey, but that's not right. Hey, George Parrish better get his fucking shit together. Stop fucking favoritizing. Fucking get this favoritism fucking down here. Yeah, Let's say if this shit happens, if Pasternak gets a slap on the wrist, we got a problem. I didn't think that was a. These players got to be taught how to take a check, man. They have to. It looked like shit, though. I will give you that.
It was from.
Mark Methot had me on Twitter and we were talking. I was like, what this fucking guy is really saying this isn't? I said, I'm riding with him. Let's go. Because that's what he said. He said they need to start being checked. A lot of people, they brought up on spitting chicklets. They brought up on missing curfew. And Mark Methot on Twitter said it. They need to start teaching these kids how to fight and they need to start teaching them how to check earlier than 13.
I agree.
Look, I was fighting, dude. I knew how to fight while time I was 13. What do you fucking mean?
Yeah, I mean.
Not checking. I never did that.
Don't get me wrong. It was a vulnerable position for a hit. Okay. But I don't think it should have played out the way it did.
I don't pay attention to Boston that much.
It popped up on my NHL feed.
Right. I saw people saying that the pastor. Now, there's ignorant fans all through all sports. They said that Pasternak's a dirty player. Is that?
I think they're mistaking him for Marchand.
I don't think anybody mistakes anybody for Marchand.
Little rat piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Nick Cousins. Man, yeah, we missed that whole thing. That's why, mind you, I got something started up coming soon with a new show on the network. It's hockey, and it's being done by the right person. I don't know, man.
Are you talking about the Cousins
Gabranson thing, dude?
Gabranson got one game for that.
That's okay. That's okay. Dude, that's it. That's okay.
He got one game. He served his one game, never appealed.
Nick Cousins should get fucking
eight
games for being a fucking absolute douchebag.
You mean for doing that? And then when Gabranson grabs you, you go into the fetal position?
Absolutely. How dare you? You were a flyer at one point, you fucking piece of shit.
You're an NHL player, dude. Like, you don't turtle up like that.
Matthew Tkachuk does it.
Because
he's a fucking pussy.
He's also a Kachuk. So.
So you think win on Friday?
I'll take it. I hate going 3 out of 3, but
I'll take it. I think it's gonna happen.
That'd be nice.
It would be. It'd be nice to get a whole another week of wins.
I think if we go 3 for 3, that puts us back into first, doesn't it? If the Rangers decide to tank,
we're six points away from them. I think they're playing. They played last night. I don't think they're playing tonight. Yeah.
Did it end up losing last night?
No, I don't think so.
I know the Islanders were losing too, weren't they? Which helps us.
Fuck the Islanders.
Helps us if they lose.
Well, I have. They're not playing tonight. I have Trocheck and Kreider. Let's see.
Yeah, I know. I traded you Kreider.
Jonathan Quick just doesn't play. You know what? Urson's taking your spot, bitch. I don't know what it's not telling me. Let me look. There we go. Last night, Rangers won against the Bruins 2-1.
Okay.
In overtime.
Damn it. All right, whatever.
Well, I mean, it's as long as we just stick to our guns and do what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, so we're going wins all week. That brings us into weekly picks. That's where Wade's supposed to like poke his head and shit. Yeah, I tried to do it, but
Wade doing the duck. I can't. I don't bend that. I'm too fat.
He's fucking down. He can get down there. Weekly picks brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to their website or use their app. Put in promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. Got some people rocking it. Works out. So I'm going to say right now, I think that the best – this is just for me because this is going to start my holiday off. Whether – and I'll see what Chris is doing, see what you're doing Friday. Yeah. Start the holiday off good, 7 o'clock game. We could get it going. Yeah. I'm gonna get the box going. Maybe we'll go live on Instagram. No. But I don't know. I don't like how that worked out. I'm gonna say that the game to watch this week is gonna be them. I would say that the Predators game just because they beat us, but I don't know.
I think the game that we
that's just a personal thing.
Yeah, I think the most competitive game will be the Devils.
Yeah. Yeah, I think competitive wise, yeah.
I think, you know, like I said, the Devils have a good organization. Do I think Akira Schmidt is the answer, you know, in net for them? No, I don't. But like I said, you know, they have the Hughes brothers. They have Jesper Bratt. They have some threats.
So as of right now, let's see. Let's get into Metro. Well, I'm not too worried about it, dude, to be honest with you now. They got 33 points.
Yeah, and then there's what? Two other teams that have 33
Washington's
points?
Above them.
What?
34 points. Carolina's at 35. The Islanders are 36. We're at 37. New York Rangers are 43.
43?
Because they won last night.
Yeah, so damn it.
I'm going to retake that.
I'm 0-2 tonight. I'm done.
Now, let's look here. Detroit's in so they're in fucking sixth in the Metro.
Detroit is
bottom two or the Devils are in sixth in the Metro. Pittsburgh's under them and Columbus is under them.
I was gonna say Columbus was like 26 or 27 points. 25.
You're giving them too much benefit of the doubt. But then you got,
I'm
I mean,
winning this shit,
dude. The Atlantic is just as bad. I mean, Boston has a pretty good lead on Toronto, but it's
not a surprise there,
but it's not that big. It's Toronto's tied with Florida at 38 points at second, and then Boston's at 43 points, and then Detroit is in fourth place at 34. And I just 22 points. 22 points. They are 11-4-0. I might as well go to the West Coast because we're here. Yeah, I mean, Vancouver and Vegas are neck and neck, 45-44. LA's at 38, Calgary 29, Seattle 28. This is getting bad. This is getting real bad. Edmonton at 27, San Jose 21, Anaheim at 20.
I was just about to say, do we cut into the teens? So we're at 20 though.
Central. Winnipeg's at the top at 38, tied with Dallas at 38. Oh, Dallas, Winnipeg, and Colorado are tied at 38. Nashville's at 36. Arizona is at 32. They're in a wild card spot.
That's a shock.
Blues are at 31. Minnesota's at 28. Chicago's at 19.
Chicago's at 19. I got the teams.
Where the fuck is my button at? Get out of here. That is fucking bad, dude. Welcome to the NHL, Connor Bedard. Yeah, so I'm going to say I'm liking that Detroit game again.
I'm sticking with the Devils.
Okay. No, it does. It is, though.
I think that
they got our number a little bit. So.
Jesus Christ.
And that's funny as shit that John Scott now is he's now covering them. And he's just, you know, if you listen to Dropping the Gloves, dude, he's I can't say what I want to say, but.
Poor Luke, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Poor Luke Richardson.
They were winning there for a little bit. They were actually doing pretty good. And then
poor Luke Richardson.
Hey, man, he knew what he signed up for.
He'd been out there a couple years, though, hadn't he?
That's for sure. This is personal.
Well, no, he was an assistant or something.
Nah, he's probably something.
Yeah, I was going to say he's been there a couple years. I know that much. But poor Lukey.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just.
So.
I don't know what to tell you.
If Arizona makes the playoffs, do they fill that 3,800 seat arena?
It should be illegal to have a Stanley Cup game there.
Sorry, I needed to do it.
Listen, I'm not trying to bring the show down or anything, but bro,
I don't even know if it's 3,800.
That's a college campus.
Yeah, but Penn State holds like 20 some thousand.
What I'm saying is the guys rolling around there during the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yeah, it's like fucking fishing with dynamite, dude.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I just, like I said, I don't necessarily know if it's 3,800 people, but I mean, dude, come on, it's so bad.
Yes, it is. Ouch. Let's get an episode. Up and Smoke is brought to you by Diet Smoke. Go to www.dietsmoke.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your order.
I think you were going Warlord.
Warlord.
Yeah.
Big fan of Warlord.
We all are.
It doesn't count for
vapes.
Vapes. Do people even do that anymore? I don't know.
Dude, you have no idea.
That's true. Not me. No. So this is going to be this one. Carter Hart out with illness.
Again.
So I wanted to, and I know that there's a lot of people watching. Your opinion on what that means, people in the crowd, your opinion on what that means. Carter Hart has an issue with this illness. And now Sanheim was out the other night with illness.
And Poehling dropped 10 pounds in 5 days because he had the flu. But he was, dude, if you lose 10 pounds in that quick time, yeah, dude, you're pretty messed up.
Is that COVID?
I don't know. I know a lot of people that had it. I probably had it.
I don't fucking care anymore.
I was never really tested for it, but I guarantee everybody's had it at least once.
We got destroyed by it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it sucks, but I mean, I'm not saying it's not real, but it sucks.
But no, like I said, though, Poehling was 10 pounds in like 3 or 4 days and then was back playing within the week.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, I don't think that's COVID related for him.
Right. It's illness. It was the beginning of the season. Yeah. He was out with illness.
And we all kind of thought it was, and that was the thing. That was the other thing that, you know, kind of, I didn't believe it at all, but everybody was talking about, you know, with Risto, oh, he's out for so long, he's still showing COVID symptoms. It's like, nah, man, he had an injury.
Yeah, it's fucking weird with me, and it's, there's a lot of conversations that I'm avoiding. What is joined? What does this mean? I don't understand. People are saying they joined. Is that
subscribe? Join the.
Is that subscribe? Hey guys, that's JB. Is that subscribed to the YouTube page? Or am I seeing that right? I don't know if I'm seeing that right.
Yeah, Momoa. What's that mean, dude?
You know who that is?
No, Fuentes. He looks like Jason Momoa.
Not fucking Aquaman.
Dude, the ponytail, just his overall look, it's pretty cool looking.
I'm meeting those guys soon.
Please tell me they're coming down here.
I'm not going anywhere.
And these two assholes didn't tell me.
Had nothing's been said soon yet.
Oh, I was gonna say, because if they are, I'm swift kicking both of them straight in the teeth.
Oh, that's my favorite beer right now. I've never had it.
Especially those
Boston Lager. Never had it.
Oh, I love it.
Never had it. First time.
Especially when those two come down here for a Union game. I'm like, you're 6 minutes from my house and y'all don't tell me.
No, yeah, they're closer to you than I am now. Yeah, that's fact. True. Yeah, it's true. Not far, but.
Come down here and don't tell me nothing.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Come on. I'm not going to fucking do that.
It's like, I
can't have these random guys in my house and then, you know, not the big dog around. But yeah, you better handle these fucking guys where I got bust out with the bastard sword over in the fucking corner.
Hey, where they're handled this. Have me another starting pick.
We got to talk afterwards about that. They want us to come up there and do last.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was mentioned.
As long as they got that pizza, I'm in there like swimwear.
Yeah, I think that's always there. It's always there. I'm a pizza source, so I don't mess around that with pizza, happy. Dude. So they better, if you tell me it's good, it better be good, or I'll throw that shit against the fucking ceiling.
I love it.
My thing is. The conversations that I'm having with people about Carter Hart is, I'll bring it up with this fucking Yahoo that tried to light me up. And yeah, I said some offensive shit. I am very, very, very adamant about, I have nothing, before I even get into this, I have nothing against anybody that has special needs or anything like that. We have members. We have had members of the network that are special needs and such, and there's nothing wrong with that. My thing is I treat everybody equally. Mm-hmm. I believe in equal rights. I believe in everything that happens. Everybody, you can ask anybody that's part of the network that has special needs. I treat everyone equally. They write articles, and they're really fucking good at writing articles. So if you attack me on social media, I'm going to attack you back. And I don't give a shit who you are. That's just how it is. That's how I operate.
Tell me we're not referring to a certain individual that we've...
I have no idea who he is. And actually, it's just, I have no idea who he is.
I thought you were talking about the certain individual that...
No. Okay. He's with Flyers Nitty Gritty now. Yeah. Explains, where he belongs.
Explains a lot.
But here's the thing. When you bring up Carter Hart's future with the franchise, it's different it's kind of crazy to think that. So say that we want some first round draft picks, that's fine. Say that, you know, Fantilli, Bedard. So what if Chicago was like, you know, we really, because they do need a goalie, what if Chicago wanted to do a straight up trade with Carter Hart for Connor Bedard?
Wow.
What if, here's a good one, has nothing to do with draft picks. What if Edmonton wanted to do a straight up trade for Draisaitl?
Yeah, I've heard that rumor so far around and I'm standing there going, there's no way.
But what if it was legit?
If it was legit, wow.
Yeah, it's
I'm glad I'm sitting on this couch and not Danny B then.
Danny B's doing it. He's doing it straight up. And now the rumors is never anything. It was just,
it's never smoking. Yeah, but I'm saying though, I would rather be in my position than him, because that is a tough call to do.
Well, it'll show how wish-washy the fan base is, because the fan base, oh, Carter Hart. My point is, Carter Hart is not the future of the Flyers. Carter Hart will be a trade piece at one point.
No argument.
Sam Ersin and one of these, I mentioned them in my article. You can go read it. There's three goalies. I did say they do need some seasoning in the AHL. You got to give them that. That's just how it is. Kolesov, you got to give them. You got to give these kids. You got, because they're so young. They're real young. And Carter Hart was a snowball's chance in hell. It worked out, but there were some low times with Carter Hart that it didn't work out.
There were.
So, Carter Hart out with illness. Don't know what it is. I'm very confused because it's something that's been going on since the first game of the season. He didn't play.
Do you think? All right. Do you think it's more of a mental thing for him?
Yeah.
Like, what's
well, it doesn't. It,
shit. Hold on. Spencer Knight walked away from the game because of his OCD. Which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. The dude needed to get himself straight, get himself right.
Hey, gotta get some help. Yeah,
I get that 100%. Do you think it's more of a mental thing for Carter Hart as well? Like, do you feel like he straight up goes up to Torts and Danny B and Jonesy and says, look, I have this in my head going on right now, and I cannot perform up to my duties.
So
I'm not saying that is the case by any stretch of the imagination. Look, I don't know if the dude's got, you know, the crabs or something like that. But what I'm saying, though, is do you think it could be a mental thing over a physical thing?
It'd be hilarious if they say Carter Hart's out because he has crabs.
I'm quitting the show. If that comes up, I'm quitting the show.
I'm clipping that shit. I'm too fucking lazy to clip shit anymore. I'll be honest with you. I personally think, so my thing is, I'm gonna do a long story short. My old boss used to tell me all the time, if you don't feel well, if you're not 100%, you're no good to me today.
Correct.
And I didn't take offense to that. Oh, he's like, go home, get right, come back tomorrow.
Correct.
No problem. If that's the case, and Hart's like, hey, man, like, I'm not in it. I'm not there. I don't want you. No offense to you. Just tonight, you're not the guy. Sit on the bench. No problem. Sit on the bench.
And that's what I'm saying, though.
I agree. I think that's a huge possibility, and I'm okay with it.
But I would respect Carter Hart a lot more, yeah, if that is the case, that he stepped up to the plate and goes to Torts and goes to Briere and goes to Jones and says, my head's not in it tonight and I'm not at 100%. I don't think I should play. If that is the case, hey, I tip my hat to him.
I think they would too. I think especially Torts would be like, hey, man, you came to me. You know, I think he would say the same thing my old boss did. Hey, you know, I'm going to take that from him. Using that with Old City. Hey, man, if you're not fucking well.
Try again tomorrow. Well, you and I had that conversation a couple weeks ago, you know.
Yeah.
When we were trying to do a Flyers. And I just.
Not in there. Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, look, you can't. I'm not going to say that now. No fuck good to me. You're fucked up. I think you're right. I think it could be. I'd ride that horse for a little bit, see where it went.
Like I said, this is all speculation. You know what I mean?
Well, it also doesn't solidify into an issue either, because then all of a sudden Sanheim is out with illness. So
I really think he may have gotten the flu from Poehling or something.
I'm telling you right now, we got slammed with the stomach bug. We did.
Oh yeah.
And hey, they're not that far. It is. I'm not saying, hey, maybe we gave it to him, but. Maybe
Katie got it when we were in Atlantic City.
Oh, well, you can get anything in Atlantic City.
Well, I made the mistake of, you know, I went downstairs and got her some really good chicken noodle soup from AC Burger.
Mm. I've been to AC.
She took like two sips out of it. And she was like, I can't keep it down. Just ran right back. I was like, damn. Woke up the next morning. I had a little hangover, and I was like, oh, soup. Slugged the thing straight to the face.
Got it.
Got home that night. I was like,
Whoa. Wow.
Knocked me out for 2 days.
So I had a... Yeah, I got to thank Colin Recky, Wade, Brandon Paulus, Mike Bannon, Chris Webben, checking in, liking everything, hardening it. Tells me that now. I had something this morning. I was like, "Let's," and then it was gone. Once I got up and got moving, it was gone. But I was feeling something. So, but
been there, done that. But like I said,
I get over shit quick. I'm not
Sam Hyde legitimately could have gotten sick from Paley.
Shit. Katie checks in. The soup was delicious. My stomach was not having it though. And you know what? It happens. I mean, I hate that happened to Katie. She's like one of my favorite people of all time.
She deals with my shit, so she's pretty.
It's like the same relationship we have. Lynn's deals with my shit, you know.
But the soup was damn good, though.
Lynn's went down to Atlantic City for like a girls' weekend, and didn't get anything, which I was fucking surprised. Like she didn't come back sick. Said she got like the best chicken parmesan sandwich at like 2 a.m.
Why do I not doubt that?
I don't go to Atlantic City. I just don't. There's nothing for me there. I'm an old soul. I'm here. I literally was like, you go, I will watch the fucking kids. Not going.
We went just to get away.
No, hey, you gotta do that sometimes, man.
I mean, literally, we went down there. Got down there Friday night. Saturday, she was no bueno. Yep.
Still it's the worst to get sick while you're on vacation. It's just, but at the same time, like, you get to just, I'm a big fan. I don't care how it sounds. I love getting fucking comfy cozy. I say it to my kids all the time. Let's get comfy cozy on the couch, put on fucking, we've been ripping A Christmas Story for the past 3 weeks.
I walked in, the Santa Claus was on.
Like, that's right.
I walked in, I wanted to sit down and start watching that.
I put it on, Charlotte's like, what's this? Is this, can I love she does this. Can I watch this? Yes, you can watch this.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm ripping through Game of Thrones right now. Cannot watch that. Cannot watch that.
Yeah,
you need to get on that. You need to get on. I can't even talk to you about the audiobooks right now. I'm already done. But yeah, Carter Hart thing. It is what it is. I just noticed, you know, I'm on Carter Hart like white on rice all the time, dude. But like, I love Sam Erson. Becoming a big fan of Alexei Kolosov. So not even going to try to pronounce Carson.
Pajamerson.
We're calling him Pajamerson. And then there's another one. Yeah. Forget his name. I'm not even going
to
try it.
Yeah, and then the Flyers still have rights to Matej Tomic, who's like over in the French league or something.
I don't want him then if he's over there.
He's like 28 years old. The Flyers have had rights to him forever.
Let's get into temporal distortion.
Next. Nah, we're good.
You make it to the sump pump.
If I could.
Fucking drain pipe over there. Go fuck, turn your mic on. Temporal distortions brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. Check out what Alex and Dylan are doing up on the mountain. We have not gotten our... I'm not bothering them during December. So we'll pick up back in the new year.
They have posted some good stuff, though.
New stuff.
New stuff.
Cool. Well, then... It won't be new to them. It'll be new to us. But if Docker Dive comes back.
I mean, like I said, you know, I follow them on Facebook.
We'll still do. I mean, we still have segments for them here. So, you know, I used to do when we had in Chamonix Creek, I would do a segment. Obviously, segments are dedicated to the beer breweries. I would do it, and then I would test one of their beer before Docker Dive was around. And then Wade is just like, dude, you're getting slammed. I'm like, hey, man, I got to fucking pay the dues. Anyway, this is about Cam Atkinson being MIA.
Yep.
I'll handle it. Gotcha. So, Cam Atkinson, it's just not... We got Cam Atkinson for a reason, and I think the reason is a little dull to everybody else. There you go. Yeah, you're good. He comes in and people think he's the sharpshooter. Cam Atkinson is not a sharpshooter. He also has been, he's been hurt pretty good lately. Came out the gate swinging this year, a little hot. We have said a couple times on a couple lives that he has an issue. I know for a fact, I've counted a couple of times, past couple of games, about seven times it's happened. Cam Atkinson refuses to pass the puck and then shoots the puck directly at the goalie. Doesn't try to deke, doesn't try to, you know, top shelf, five hole, gloves, nothing. He doesn't do anything. He shoots it directly at the goalie. That's what Scott Laughton does. I call it the Laughton. Cam Atkinson needs to show up here. I know a lot of people were saying, oh, well, he does this, and we got enough guys to mentor the young guys. Cam Atkinson is not mentoring, you know, Tyson Forrester. Tyson Forrester knows what he's doing at this point. And I will say I was critical about him at the beginning of the season. Joel Farabee knows what he's doing. Travis Konecny knows what he's doing. The team is not missing Cam Atkinson. I'm going to tell you right now, at the trade deadline, I feel like Cam Atkinson is going to be on his way out. I remember when we got him and everybody was excited. Oh, we got Cam Atkinson. When Cam Atkinson got hurt, I have a guy in TJ Nocar is his name, and he is an affiliate with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Gave me updates that when he was hurt, wouldn't do rehab here. Did rehab in Columbus when the team was there. Went out with the team for dinner. Columbus was at. You know, skate with the team in Columbus. Let me turn your mic back on. You good? There you go. Sometimes you got to do it.
Yeah, had about a gallon of iced tea, too.
That'll... And kidney stones, great.
Never had them.
You've never had kidney stones? Oh, man. Yes. Oh, God. Okay.
I didn't think I woke the sleeping giant.
No, I thought the dog thinks I was knocking on the door. Yeah, okay. But yeah, I have a real issue with Cam Atkinson right now. You and Wade said numerous times he shoots like, was it 10 feet from the net? He's been doing that.
Shooting slap shots from the hash marks. Like, dude, that's not what you do.
Last two games, I counted seven times that he should have passed the puck and didn't, and shot directly at the goalie. No deke, no five hole, just
direct shot.
Like, something TK would do, which I did witness in the Detroit game. He actually, I don't know if he meant to do it or not, but he shot it directly at the goalie. It was Husso at the time because Alex Lyon left, got his own rebound, and almost scored. So Cam Atkinson does the first one and doesn't do anything. I call it the Scott Laughton. Laughton does the same thing.
Shooting the puck at the net and then going past it.
So we got one guy that does that. We don't need two. So my prediction is at the deadline, I think Cam Atkinson is going on his way out.
To who potentially and for what?
To anybody, because I think everybody will get the same treatment that we did, and everyone will fall under the same spell we did. Everyone was so excited. We got Cam Atkinson.
I was hyped for it.
So was I. I did it. Oh, fuck yeah.
I drank the Kool-Aid on it.
Absolutely. And then what happened? Nothing happened. He got hurt.
Missed basically three quarters of a whole season.
Yeah. So my thing is, I love that Missing Curfew does the milk carton. I can't do it. I might do like the wanted poster.
Wow. Or the lost poster.
Yeah. Something like that.
Have you seen me?
I'll email them and be like, look, don't copyright me. Like, fuck.
Have you seen me? This person has been MIA for the last 31 games.
Oh, that'd be too bad. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, we do some. We gotta do something because that's a whole. We're gonna have to switch the segments up anyway.
Yeah, that's eventually. What I'm saying. If you do the lost poster, you could be like reward whatever his contract is.
Because I have an app that I can literally take like their face from a picture,
yeah,
and make it into like a wanted poster, like from like the Wild Wild West. I can do fucking anything.
I'm Jesse. I can do it.
Don't tempt me. I can do it.
Shut the
f-
up!
Love that one. Kenzie doesn't like. She says that scares her because they're cursing. I'm like, bro, come on. They're not even saying it. You live with me. Come on, dude.
Poor Kenzie. Love it.
Yeah, it's my girl. But yeah, I say Cam Atkinson. I don't know what you think. I don't know, you in the crowd. Anyone? What do you think? Am I? Yeah, I think he's gone.
If you can get something for him.
Well, dude, look at the contenders are with something. They're gonna fall for the spell and be like, oh, we can get Cam Atkinson for this. Yeah, you're getting nothing.
Do I want him traded inside the Met though? No.
No. Well, I don't think it. I don't know.
Go to Minneapolis.
Go to fucking Chicago. Get out of here.
You know what? Hey, throw them on a line with Larkin, Kane, and Atkinson.
Yep. Hey. We are a flyer show, but we do want what's best for the league.
Let him make his clappers from the hash marks, and then you get to bring it Larkin on a rebound.
I never noticed it. When you guys said something, I was like,
so bad.
I said it literally just happened right after you fucking said it.
Yeah,
but the pass that they fucking pisses me off. You got people that are when TK's on the ice and he's wide open, you give him the puck. Atkinson is, I like the guy. He's very friendly. On social media, he will interact with you on Twitter. He'll like it. He'll repost it. He's really, which could be a curse at the same time too.
We've briefly touched.
He moved into Delco, which is fucking cool. He's got a house in Delco. I'm not sure where. I'll fucking find you.
Now, see, I swore he was over in Jersey because I have a friend of mine who...
moves a big thing. He moved in, like, I want to say Havertown, but I don't think it is. Upper Marion. It's Upper Marion.
Oh, yeah. He's probably, you know where
Ratner.
You know where he's probably living? Out there past the reservoir. Because that's
probably
where...
Probably Newtown.
That's where, like, Schmidt lives. That's where, like...
Schmidt lives there?
Schmidt lives out there off of the reservoir, 252.
I would have... I figured Havertown because of LeClaire.
Yeah.
A couple other guys.
Teeming used to live out by the reservoir too. There's a bunch of...
Well, it's quiet out. Yeah. I mean, it's quiet out there. That makes sense.
There's a bunch
of... I used to seal code a bunch of driveways out there.
There's a couple former Phillies out there. I know
Schmidt was out there. That's pretty fucking
cool. A guy I know who is, I believe he is now primary owner of Iceworks.
Mm-hmm.
Lives out there and then has a place in Florida. Jimmy used to live out there.
Yeah, I was yeah, that's
Jimmy
what
used to live
that's
out
what I thought
there.
You were talking about.
No, I think he, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he sold all of his share of Iceworks.
I don't know. I'm about to call him in a couple weeks here after New Year. I wanna do something here soon.
That'd be cool.
I talked to Bile Alice the other day when we're doing something soon. It's gonna be fucking funny and it's gonna
here
be
here we go.
It's
gonna right be to the rescue.
We're doing something soon.
Looking forward to it.
Everybody is. Let's get Atkinson, show up. Okay.
Please. We want you to show up.
Oh, I don't want to get rid of him.
No, I'd really,
hey, you imagine really, he's a dog in the playoffs, dude. Like he's one of those players.
I would really like him to just, kind of be the player that he was out in Columbus. Now, mind you, like I said, he did miss three quarters of a year. I get it. But dude.
Come on.
Can we get rid of the wanted posters, please?
Can't. But we can't get into moron of the week.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
So, moron of the week is brought to you by Sterling Pig Brewery. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Check out what they got going on there. Go to State Street and Media in the heart of... And check out what they got going on. We're going to be doing lives there after the new year. It has been confirmed that they don't close at 7 o'clock. That's why we haven't done them there.
Midnight?
7 o'clock.
Do they close at midnight?
No, I don't know when they close. I do weekend games. It doesn't matter, but 7 o'clock, I do weekend games at 1 o'clock. See how many of them we have left.
I like that place.
We'll see.
I like the place. It's just it is media, so it does kind of suck the park.
Yeah. What's gonna happen is we're gonna get the fucking warden to drop us off, and we'll get it because it'll be a 1 o'clock game.
We can do that, or we can just pile in Big Gray and roll like we did last time.
Or we can do that.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
So
I drive over curbs. I don't care.
They better use me. So I do have yours here. I want to get that one out of the way first. And it was our buddy Leo Donahue, which was the reason I brought up that last topic we had. Leo says, if Atkinson can no longer put the puck in the net, get rid of him, since that is about the only value he has. He definitely does not pass the puck. He definitely got that from me. He didn't think of that on.
He posted that today, by the way.
Yeah, was it really?
That was
8 minutes ago when you sent it to me, and that was at 3:56. Holy shit, okay.
I told you it was posted today.
Okay. Definitely does not pass the puck, can't fight,
That's irrelevant. That's just stupid.
The guy's five
okay.
foot eight.
Okay, that's just fucking stupid.
It's not so much the previous statements, the sentences that you read, but the can't fight of Cam Atkinson. Like, you've got to be. I don't want him to fight.
I want him to fight.
Who's he going
to? You want him to score and hit?
Who's he going to fight? A Pee Wee?
I'm going to play Max Domi. Max Domi beat the break. I don't know. You never know. But can't fight and is useless in his own end of the ice. Now I did get tagged in this, and I agreed with Leo. I don't agree with the fighting thing. That's fucking stupid.
That's more along the lines of where I was at, but
yeah,
it was more along the lines.
What do you want him to fight for when you have fucking Seeler, Delorier, and Hathaway on the Seeler hasn't been fighting either. He's been fucking playing.
Seeler's been playing. You know who I really would like to probably see drop the gloves? The other part of the PhD line. I bet he could throw him. Ryan Poehling. I bet he could. He's a pretty decent sized guy.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to sound like a fucking noob here for this. Is the PhD line still together? Because I know they broke them up a little bit and did like the PHL line.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Which could have been cool because it would have been like PHL 17, like when we were younger. Like, that would have been fucking cool. No one would have grabbed onto that but me because I fucking live in the past. Hey, man. I mean, I'm okay with that.
Okay. If you could pick one player on the team that you think could fight but hasn't really shown that they can fight or fought yet this year, who do you think it is?
So I know Joel Farabee has legitimately dropped two out of the three people that I remember that he fought.
TK can throw a little bit.
He won't, though. He knows better.
That's not what he's
his
there
wrists.
For.
He'll fuck your wrists up.
Cooch, that's not his job either.
I think Lawton could fight.
I've seen Lawton fight a couple times.
He does like the bear hug. I hate the bear hug shit. Like Scott says, it's just stop fucking. We dancing for fucking hideous. You send them to me most of the time. Sam was sending me some fucking cool fights the other night, and these guys are just fucking wailing it. No blocking, no grabbing, just
all offense, no defense.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, robots, dude. Just going, man up and fucking start doing that shit again, dude. Like, you want the fucking fighting to come back? Make it really come back, because now it's like, well, this guy won the fight. Why? Because he fucking landed on the guy at the end of the fight. That's what you think that's wins.
That doesn't constitute as a W.
Stupid. I fucking hate it.
What has gotten to me?
Tim Warsberger. That's who it is. fucking Boston. It's crazy too. It's crazy too because it's he's a Boston fan, and John Scott he'll say if the Flyers are doing good. He has been saying it lately. But then Tim Warsberger comes out left field. Yeah, but nerd. Pick your fucking tongue up off your fucking the bottom of your mouth and stop with the lisp, you creep. I'll go.
The thing
that me mad.
The thing that gets me is
Brandon says, I wonder if Hart could ever fight. He got a better chance at Urson.
I mean, Ray Emery took up boxing classes. Don't and look even. At look at what he did to Holpe.
Yeah, now his dad follows Flyers Alley. Hey, think about that. Hey, think about that. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to the razor.
I got this stout, by the way. I'm opening right now. You got the rest of it.
What gets me is when Risto played for Buffalo, he was a freaking brute. I'm going to give that a whirl.
Who was it? Risto? He fucking released a comment saying he wishes that fucking Torts was his coach when he was younger.
But when Risto's
not going anywhere, people were asking for that shit too.
He's not going anywhere.
When he fucking cross checked the soul out of Craig, you're gonna fuck it like that. When he cross checked,
like a Delco dive moment.
There you go. That shit's good too. Yeah, buddy. Sam Adams do it. When he cross checked
Allentown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
Allentown.
All right. I like it.
Yeah, when he popped Crosby in that overtime.
I gotta bring these up now, though. Let me make sure I bring them up. Okay. Now here I am. Is this the right one? Which one's the right one? Okay, here we go. So this is what I was talking about earlier.
Oh, this was the guy from 2 days ago or yesterday.
So for the podcast, then I posted something a while ago. What was it the other day saying?
Yesterday or two days ago.
Well, I posted something. We're going on like 7 days. This thing is still active. People are still commenting on it.
This is fantastic.
The original post was, I'll be the one that say it. I'll be the one that says it. Urson will pass Carter Hart at one point in time. That will happen. It's going to happen. It's already, and a lot of people were like, it's already happening.
Was this the same thread that I said, you know, it's great that the Flyers have a good 1A and a 1B goalie and yada, yada, yada?
I don't know. It's been up for so long.
Was this Flyers Talk?
Yeah. So I only interact with those guys.
Then mine was on Flyers Nation. Never mind. But go ahead. Sorry. Didn't mean
to. No, I'm not allowed to comment on that. I tried to the other day, and like it was up for a second, and then it was taken down immediately. I didn't even say anything bad. So I agree. They're like, no, you don't.
No, you don't. Oh, okay. I said I agree. No, you don't. No,
you fucking don't. So on the podcast then, I posted, like I said, I posted a post on Flyers Talk on Facebook and said that Urson is the future and, you know, eventually Carter Hart will be a trade piece, but, you know, whatever. So somebody said something. I forget what it was. And I said, Urson is the future. Unfortunately, Hart will end his career with the Flyers as a trade piece. I'd guess for another true goal scorer, but that timetable, nobody knows. That means I don't know when it's going to happen, but it will happen, I feel like, at some point. Charles Adams, moron of the week. Straight up moron of the week. Jesse Bell, what are your creds? Your ridiculous wish.
I'm sorry, but, you know, and creds? Credits only got two more letters on it, dude. Come on. Finish it out.
I use creds all the time, but I don't. But I just don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, your ridiculous wish.
Usually when you're in the media, you don't push like, yo, I got cred, so blah, blah, blah. He has no idea because my fucking profile is private because of fucking weirdos like this.
This guy has no idea.
I said, Charles Adams, I'm sorry. Can you edit that so I can understand? I think the next one does say that. Jesse Bell, that's what I thought. You have very little understanding of. So then I slam dunk it with the Charles, and judging by your response and lack of being able to put a sentence together tells me that you need an aide to operate anywhere close to a normal person. So do yourself a favor and pick a different dance partner. And then, of course, my cousin Wade, also another co-host of Flyers Alley. Crickets laugh out loud, and Chris Webman, our photographer with the Old City Sports Network. It's got to be.
Yeah, I commented up on this one. I was like five below Chris on this one. I made the comment of, well, what something along the lines of my famous lines are, oh, that's right. I forgot. Who are you and what are your credentials and what's your NHL history?
You can say that. I can't say that.
Yeah,
that's okay though. I never do it. Hey, look, I've learned this past year, and I will say I'm an absolute grunt. That's fine. I've learned to use my words now instead of, you know, that guy walked directly into just being an asshole.
Well, that's like the one dude.
Brandon says Brandon, Wade's come.
That's like the one guy came at me and he said something along the lines of talking about a junior player or something. And this was on one of the Flyers things. I don't remember.
It's rough.
And he was like, oh yeah. He was like, that's right. I forgot. You're looking at your phone instead of, you know, you ever playing juniors. I'm like, oh hold on a minute, dude. Still have my stats from when I played juniors, as short lived as it was. I said, by the way, here's my name, junior statistics. Here you go, buddy. And he was like, oh yeah, that's right. You played for a junior team. I said, and who did you play for? I said, I made it further than you did. I said, what'd you do? Quit in Bantams because you sucked that bad and everybody started to beat you up because you couldn't hit nobody? Yeah, okay. What do you think you got? You know, we're talking about fights here. And I'm like, oh, by the way, I have two junior fights on YouTube. So I sent the link for them. Nothing after that. I'm not saying I was anything good in juniors. You know what, dude? I had 4 points when I played my whole junior career.
I'm saying these people just really need to know. Just, you don't know who the fuck is behind the keyboard.
But I'm saying, though,
me, I don't care. You don't care. But these people need to shut the fuck up.
But what I'm saying, though, is you want to come at me and say, oh, what were your junior stats? Wait a minute. I have junior stats because I did play juniors.
Right.
I had 4 points. I was nothing special. I'm not even going to lie to you. That's why I like drinking beer for a living now and, you know, working construction. But I was never going to be an accomplished hockey player, but I damn sure enjoyed my time playing.
That's one regret I have.
But like I said, I was never going to go anywhere playing hockey, but I had a damn good time playing. But don't come to me and say, well, you played juniors. Yeah, I have the stats to prove it. As short-lived as it was, I still have the stats. Where did you go?
Fuck the sleeve is dad's favorite judge. Let's get into dust up. Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN15 for 15% off your beard oils, soaps, shaving oil, car air fresheners, hats, and so much more. It's American made and always will be. We support the armed services in Old City Sports Network. If you don't, move somewhere the fuck else. I have a video.
It's
not a fight.
I love Bud stuff, by the way.
Bud's the best, dude. Like I keep saying to everybody, go to www.oldcitysports.com. You can go to the merch section, but check out our sponsors. We have the best sponsors in the world.
They are great.
Anything you want, it's there. Promo codes are great. Just use it. It's beef jerky. It's bar soaps, beard stuff. I mean,
and everything in New Year, is we're perfect gonna find for a stocking stuffer.
Oh, absolutely, year. Absolutely. I fucking used it.
I buy a year round anyway, but I don't care.
I'm going to too. I'm just.
Oh you know. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, check it out. After the New Year, we're gonna be working on some new stuff too. So, but yeah, here we go. We got a nice little video for y'all.
Pull it quickly, and once you do that, you can tuck it in as slow as you want. The Mantha must score. As he cuts in, Anthony Mantha digs and cannot score. Erson and the Flyers win the hockey game. Three shootouts for Erson, three wins for the Flyers. And they knock off the Capitals 4-3. Flyers are now perfect in shootouts this season.
I hated when JJ said that.
Curses.
He's like, and the Flyers are perfect in shootouts. Don't do that. I like the
Erson
putting away the sword. He just grabbed it and went.
That's right. I love that.
It was subtle, but it worked. The fact that Ole Mantha dorked it and never even got a shot off too.
Listen,
love it.
Listen, Mantha, I forget who I was talking to about that. And they were like, I forget who it was I was talking to, but I was like, Mantha came from fucking Detroit, and that trade was so, I don't know what it is, but if anyone's listening, that trade was the worst fucking trade on the face of the earth.
Refresh me.
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, it was.
I don't. It was. Like that. But I remember it being real bad, and it was just for Mantha, and they traded two pieces away. I can't remember what it was, but it was fucking bad. I was part of the NHL show back when it happened, so I know it was bad. I'll look into it after the show, but yeah, that was great. I knew he was gonna miss. He fucking sucks so bad. He fucking sucks. I would have never picked him. Why'd you pick Ovechkin?
Well, see, that was my next point that I was just getting ready to bring up. Is
Ovechkin like, probably told him no.
You don't have the faith in the great eight now anymore, especially with the game on the line.
Nope.
No faith.
No faith.
No faith in the great eight.
And with that being said, we're going right into Top Shelf. Top Shelf will be brought to you by something else after the new year. Right now, Tang Man. So, go there when you want to. I got another video for you.
I like video.
I know you do. It's a good one.
Save there. No, it is not Morgan Frost. Bobby Brink with his first NHL shootout attempt. Swings to the right wing. Cuts in and dinks it down and tucks it home. There's that risk you were talking about, and Brink takes advantage. Flyers lead it 2-1.
And I understand the poke check to the backhand because it's tough to get around that stick, but good awareness by Bobby Brink. Good hands to pull it quickly. And once
he sold that poke check so bad. Watch.
Yeah, still
got to the hash mark, and the top, and his hand was at the top of the stick already.
I was watching. That was one of the games I watched. I hate the Capitals.
I call them the Crapitals.
Yeah, shit. They're moving out of Washington to Victoria.
Victoria, Alexandria, Virginia, area. Yes.
Yeah, they like announced
they went out of the city.
Yeah, 26.
I have been down there a few times, the Verizon Center, whatever it's called down there. I have been down there. I'm going to tell you, it sucks.
Everything sucks down there. Richmond, Virginia is like the worst place to drive.
Well, that's not Richmond.
Well, I'm just saying, down there, down towards there is like the worst place
to drive. Well, Richmond's way further south than
Virginia. I just remember Richmond, Virginia.
But no, like I said, where the Verizon Center or Bell Center, whatever the heck that's called down there now.
Yeah.
Dude, it sucks. There's no parking. You have to take the metro in.
Really?
There's nothing there. There's nothing there. It's not a good arena. My dad and I go down.
That's funny that you said that, because I'm gonna tag John Scott in this. Just be like, dude, I fucking dropped your name 30 times during this episode. He said it was the worst away locker room he's ever seen.
I believe
cold water.
Oh, yeah. But it's, you know, no escalators. You have to take the steps to the upper level.
What the fuck are stairs?
I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath.
I wasn't gonna go.
But no, like I said though, my dad and I go down there for a Flyers Capitals game basically every year.
Are you really? Okay.
Yeah. Make a longer story short. The year my brother passed away, he got my dad and I tickets to Flyers Rangers up at MSG. And hey, it was Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock game.
Oh my god, you know that's my favorite.
And I'm gonna matinee games. Yeah. But I'm gonna tell you right now, when we went up there, we were left like, we got the whole, hey, you douchebag, you lost and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm good. And then meanwhile, Boucher won. It was the first year. Boucher won. I'm in the bathroom taking a leak, and the guy goes, hey, something along the lines of, and I was like, yeah, here's your Stanley Cup dreams going down the toilet or something like that.
I'm guessing Lundqvist was the goalie then. Yeah.
Yeah. Believe it or not, we really got like a little bit of banter here and there, but it was not that bad. You know where, you know who got it the most? Sean Avery. Like, the fans were, every time he touched the puck, get rid of your stick and hit it with your push, you fucking fag. And I'm like, what is going on? Yo, they did not like him in New York at all. Talking about put down your stick and design his purse or something like that. Yada, yada, yada. You know, you got Dion Phaneuf's sloppy seconds or something. I guess the girlfriend he was dating was Dion Phaneuf's girlfriend at the time. That guy could hit, though.
Yeah, he could.
Avery got a whole bunch of flack, and it was great. Like, we got left alone, but we went up there probably about 5 or 6 years straight after that. So it was a good time. But
Joey DiMeglio, we used to have a Rangers pod on the network. Mm-hmm. He went a couple times. He went to MSG when the Flyers played there, and then he was at the game when the Rangers took over the well. And was just rubbing. I'm not going to lie to you, that was 100% the reason. There were other reasons, but like, that was the tip of the iceberg. I was like, you kind of have to fucking leave the now. Because so you were fucking part of that. Like, he's like, hey, we took over movies. I was like, man, fuck you.
Shut the fuck up.
It was too much. It was way too much. Like, I fucking hated it, but that was, I want to go there. I do want to go there because we can go. So if I put you on a credential list, Corey's taking photos one night, grab Chris's camera, some shit. And then you can go with me as long as I'm there. So we can travel anywhere as long as I'm there. I would love to go to MSG, dude. It's like
MSG's nice.
Coliseum almost.
The Rock up in North Jersey, decent. Been there a couple times. Yeah. Been down to Raleigh for a Hurricanes game.
I'm not doing it. I might do.
TD Garden's actually pretty nice. I know. What's his name's up in Boston?
Made a killing right now. Got back on radio. Anthony Verasco. You know, I know you're listening there, fella. Congratulations.
I've been to TD twice.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would go to Boston.
I will never, ever, ever, ever go to Long Island.
Nah. No, I have no desire for that.
There's no easy way in. There's no easy way out.
I just don't fucking like New York.
Well, see, that was the problem. One of the last years.
Like, I'd go to MSG, but it's because you have to do that at least once, I feel. But like, I'm not.
Well, my dad and I went up there the 1 year, and this was before all the GPSs and everything, you know, were built into phones. So we were trying to figure our way out. Yeah, it was bad. They closed the Lincoln Tunnel due to an accident. So my dad and I are just driving around trying to get our bearings, trying to find like the Verrazano Bridge. So that way we know which way we're going. And, you know, dad and I are standing there, and I'm like, hey, dad, you ever seen Radio City Music Hall? Hell no.
Yes.
I said,
I've been there.
I said, it's right there to the right. I said,
the Rockettes, bro.
I said, Pop, you ever seen Central Park? He was like, no. I said, straight ahead of you. I said, you ever seen the Statue of Liberty? He's like, no. I said, 11 o'clock. He goes, oh, Jesus, we got to get out of here.
This fucking guy, I will never do this. It'll pop up over there. Right. Brandon Pauls chimes in. No, thank you. I will go to jail.
I'd rather go to Columbus and make it even worse.
The most traveled person that I know, actually, now you're pretty traveled. Wade travels. He hits just for work. Same with you.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's an absolute shithole.
Yeah, I've whatever that. What is it? The Amelin Arena or whatever.
Amelia. Yeah, I'm not. I just Brandon. I love you. I'm not talking about you, but I'm not going there.
Brandon, you're flying solo on that, brother.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm getting in a fight, dude. Straight up, I'm looking for a fight. Like,
to be honest with you, the Rock is a lot easier to get to. Straight up 95.
Katie chimes in. I'll enjoy New York City from the comfort of my couch. And you know what, Katie? I'm going to tell you this right now. So me and Lindsay's brother got married in Scituate, Massachusetts. We drove.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? There was definitely a bug crawling on my head. It's definitely dead, and it was definitely a spoiler. That's fucking weird.
Oh, little speeders.
Yeah, cool. It's fucking trying to kill me. We drove past New York City.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, let me fucking tell you something. That was not like the Ninja Turtles, and that was not like fucking Home Alone 2 Lost in New York.
Pizza's free, man.
Let me tell you something. I saw a fucking actual whole boat on the side of the fucking highway. Just a boat. Nope, no fucking and no trailer.
So that's what happened to the SS Minnow
boat. And I said to Linz, I said, I am fucking disgusted. Get me the fuck out of here. And then on our way back, we fucking drove somewhere else. We just didn't take that way. But talk about childhood. Fuck, I'm gonna talk about that on the fucking living room show because that pissed me the fuck off. You gotta remind me about that. But yeah, Katie, I feel you.
Our couch is pretty comfortable. We fall asleep on it quite often.
Do you now?
Oh, yeah.
What's a PG show? Didn't you know?
Naps.
All right. Final thought. You got anything good? Wrapping this bitch up finally.
Go Flyers. And also, Merry Christmas to everybody.
I will say that.
If we don't go, this is a possibility. I don't know. We'll play it out. But if we don't see everybody. Thank you for all of the followers, all the comments, all the shares. You know, not only do, you know, we appreciate it, but hey, we appreciate everybody chiming in.
So, yeah.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Not necessarily a final thought for the Flyers, but hey, final thought to all you fun folks.
Final thought for the new year, and we will get into New Year's resolutions and shit on the next episode. We'll be in 2024. Yeah, like Corey said, thank you, everybody. I would love to say if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here, but that's not true.
No, but they help a lot.
You help a lot. I will say we're going to be the only podcast and live show that will not ask you guys for money. You don't have to subscribe to any of our stuff.
Just give a like, a share, and a hey, how's your dad doing?
Call into the show when you see the shit scroll at the bottom like it is right now and like our stuff and follow us on Twitter. Like that, I'll get that up there too. Go to our like page at facebook.com/FlyersAlley. We have a group too. It's a safe group. Like, you don't have to worry about things. I know a lot of people look for that on Facebook at Flyers Alley. Go check that out on Twitter, Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley, and YouTube, Old City Sports Network. We got a bunch of stuff over there. Eagles show, Philly show. Now we're going to have a Union show. What was it? A baseball football. Actually, we're going to have a new NHL show and an MLB show next year.
Let me see the cool stuff. That's the cool stuff going on here. And the living room show. Living room shows, the new generation. All it is.
If you're under 25 years, or if you're under 25,
if you're born in the '80s, nineties, or eighties, and live through the nineties and 2000s, chime in.
Like I said, if you're basically under 25, don't bother.
Yes, that's a good point.
You probably won't get it.
And make sure you guys get at www.oldcitysports.com for your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast articles and merch. Use promo code LFB10 for 10% off site-wide. And we will see you guys in 2024. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And, that was episode 6. Oh, no, season 6, episode 11. Yeah, it's a lot. Flyers Alley, so.